A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome if you've just joined us. Ricardo Chua, Group Managing Director of Adrenaline, is in the studio with us. Now, Adrenaline is an events company which offers a full suite of event management services. With their specific teams, they aim to help individuals organize successful events, but they go deeper as well. They have a very interesting team. We talk about that, and we talk about the force for good that they feel very, very strongly about. So, in other words, Group Managing Director of Adrenaline, Ricardo Chua, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Clarissa. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is good to have you. Now, tell us about Adrenaline. You know, unpack a little bit more about the services you offer.
So in a nutshell, we are like any other event agency out there. Mm-hmm. I think there are 200-300 of them in Singapore.
Sure.
But what really sets us apart is 11 years ago, when we started with the founding belief that we want to use events as a force for good.
Sure.
And over the years, that has evolved. The North Star has never changed, but what that meant to us has changed. For example, part of that mission is to hire 30% persons with special needs.
Okay.
It started with Youth at Risk, the idea that we could take them off the street and make them DJs, photographers. But it has since expanded to also include ex-convicts, persons with disabilities, and persons recovering from mental illness.
Okay, now, I mean, clearly at some level, it's kind of a, yeah, I can understand why you would want to do that, and I think it's absolutely wonderful, but why don't you tell us why you chose to do that?
Right. I think, you know, in this day and age, you hear a lot of people wanting to find work with purpose, right? Money is obviously clearly important. We live in Singapore after all, but meaning is also important, right?
Sure.
Profit is important, but purpose is important. So when I started my career, I did a bit of work for the government for a while, but when it was time to sort of a crossroads, the intent was to maybe go overseas for overseas posting. I decided that, you know, without a house, without a family, without kids, there was an opportunity there to perhaps start my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And events was a very real passion. It was very real love. But also, over the years, doing good was part of that as well. You know, going to Cambodia to paint houses, helping tuition, Youth at Risk. That was all something I did in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it was a very simple idea to combine two things that I felt I was decent at and that really made me want to wake up in the morning. And I put those two together and Adrenaline was born.
Now, you started your company in 2008, so a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
10 years ago, I'm trying to throw my mind back a little bit. 10 years ago, there might not have been as much of a level of acceptance of some of the special needs individuals you're talking about hiring, right? You might have faced unique challenges in starting a new business where that was part of the DNA of the company. How has that changed in the last 10 years? How much more receptive are they? Much more receptive are your clients knowing that you've got staff members who are special needs?
That's absolutely right, Clarissa. 10 years ago, 11 years ago, this idea of social entrepreneurship, this idea of combining profit with purpose, it was extremely nascent.
Right.
It had started, but we were talking...
We weren't there yet.
Yeah, we were talking maybe 20 social enterprises. Today, at last count, I think the association was telling me something like 450 social enterprises in Singapore, something along those lines. So clearly, we've picked up on a mega trend, right? We didn't think it was going to be a mega trend. We just felt it was the right thing to do.
Sure.
But over the years, there has been campaigns that have been agencies set up like SG Enable. There's been an association. There's now a award that is given by the president, the Social Enterprise President's Challenge Award. So clearly, there has been a lot of awareness work done, and that has then directly translated into people being more accepting, clients understanding that there is a category of companies out there that is trying to do good and provide good quality products and services as well. And you see so many examples around now. Better Barista, 18 Chefs, I like to think adrenaline is one of those. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think over the last 10 years, great leaps and bounds, but a lot more work to be done yet.
Okay, we are talking to Group Managing Director of Adrenaline, Ricardo Chua, about many things, including the events business. Now, the events business is a creative industry, but it is one where your time and your time schedule is all over the place, right? And you, on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, have to think outside the box. You have to be creative. You have to be passionate about what you do. So to some extent, it is an industry that could be a little bit more forgiving about something not the norm. You know, it could, whether it is an ex-convict or whether it's somebody with a physical disability, there probably already is an inbuilt acceptance level that is higher among clients and the people you deal with. Or am I completely off base there?
Well, being a creative industry, mm-hmm. clearly you do accept a higher level of diversity, mm-hmm. if I put it that way. Right? In a creative industry, it doesn't matter if you come in with your hair purple, you wear jeans with holes in them, that's all cool, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think this conversation is at a national level,
yeah.
right? Where we say, look, do we give people a second chance? Can folks with a disability still be a meaningful contributor
sure.
to the community? Can they learn a skill? Can they earn their own keep?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer is multifaceted, right? Social enterprises sit in the middle of what is a business and a charity.
Sure.
Right? And there will be a need for both extremes, right? Charities will still need to be in place because there will be people that need a handout, need support.
Sure.
It might be bedridden. And at the same time, this desire to make a lot of money, you know, will still be there. But social enterprises, I think, is a new hybrid where we, as we combine both, we are also able to solve some of these challenges that come up. I'll give you a very simple example. Michael, he had a stroke when he was 40. He was once a aircon technician.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after the stroke, it took a year and a half. Family left him, had a hard time. But he taught himself graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And we then found, we then heard about him from the SPD,
mm-hmm.
and we hired him. Today, Michael is 7 years into his work here in Adrenaline, and he leads a small department within Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, regardless of sort of which station you are in life,
mm-hmm.
or what cards you were dealt with the right support, you can be part of the community.
Okay, I mean, let me state for a fact, I am very, very, very supportive of second chances.
Absolutely.
Or third chances, if the case may be. You know, I'm on my third reinvention of a career,
mm-hmm.
so I understand it quite intimately as well. But I'm wondering, when you brought up the national part of it, do you still find challenges? Do you still find people who might be reticent to deal with your company because of that? Do you find more people are willing to deal with you because of that? You know, on both sides of the spectrum.
So absolutely. When we started, we didn't think that it will be a business itch,
mm-hmm.
right? We started because we believed that helping people would make coming to work a lot more meaningful,
mm-hmm.
right? And we believe that events could be a force for good. But along the way, we found that many, many organizations have chosen to support that,
mm-hmm.
right? DBS, MBS, you know, a lot of our clients, they know of us first from a social perspective,
sure.
and they stay with us because we are a good event agency, basically.
Sure. At the end of the day, that's all it's about. I mean, personally, I don't care if, you know, as an 18-year-old, you were in a gang and got on the wrong side of the law. If you're a 28-year-old, having done your time and having rehabilitated, you love what you do and you're passionate about what you do and you put in a lot of hard work. That's all
that
I recognize.
Yep.
You know, everything else is just, you know, information on a piece of paper. But it doesn't represent who you are today and what you're capable of. And that's how I feel when I'm in a position to hire or recommend someone for a job. But do you have insensitive clients?
I think the challenge is very seldom on the client side,
mm-hmm.
but you're absolutely right that there are very real challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them I face with the folks that we try and help.
Mm-hmm.
While it is true that, you know, if you've done your time, you deserve a second chance, and the past doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, from time to time, bad habits catch up,
sure.
right? And for example, I shared with you, Clarissa, that we wanted to help Youth at Risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of the founding group that we wanted to support.
Right.
But to date, I think we've worked with about 30 Youth mm-hmm. at Risk. And they are by far and away the most challenging group
sure.
to work with. And it's quite funny because we gauge success by how long they stay employed.
Mm-hmm.
And just almost as certain as the sun will rise, after 3 months, something will come up
sure.
with this group. And I felt quite bad. I said, you know, look, I can only keep them employed for 3-4 months. And mm-hmm. so I went to speak to the ministry. I went to speak to some folks. I said, look, I'm not sure if this is success. And they said, look, a lot of them for 3 days, 3 weeks, they get into trouble again. 3 months is okay.
All right.
and so I've come to a conclusion, right, that when you are 18, 19, all of us at some point in history has done some things that we doesn't cover us in glory.
Really don't want to revisit.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about. Right? And if adrenaline is there at that stage of their life to give them a skill, you know, learn how to operate a soundboard, learn how to operate a camera, do a bit of video editing.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of sets them up a little bit. I think we've done our job. And because we're 11 years old now, now I'm starting to hear back from some of the young people that we helped in the third year, fourth year,
mm-hmm.
calling me back and say, hey, Rick, thanks for the opportunity back then. Sure. I've got my life back in order. So it's a challenge, but it has been worth it so far.
We're talking to Group Managing Director of Adrenaline, Ricardo Chua. It's interesting that you brought that up because... And you also, earlier in the interview, brought up 18 Chefs. I've had Benny on the show. He's a good friend. And he was of the opinion, in talking about ex-convicts and, you know, ex-drug addicts, etc., that you can't manage a group of people like that unless you are one yourself. Because you understand their demons. You understand the challenges that they face, the environments that they come from, and how easily that can pull you back in. Whatever great intentions a company may have, there's always the influence of the old friends and the hood and the, you know, the bad habits that you just said might come back up again. But I disagree with him on the front of you have to yourself be an ex-convict to be able to communicate with them. Maybe I think it might make it easier for you to understand them and recognize quicker.
Yep.
That something is going wrong, mm-hmm. that is spiraling out. But what do you think of that comment?
So I'm of the opinion that you are in a better position mm-hmm. if you were sort of involved
mm-hmm.
Prior.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of on the middle ground on that because my parents are police officers. So I had...
That would be very tricky for you to misbehave
then. It was a bit tricky. Yeah, it was tricky. So... It was quite funny because at the beginning, I started Adrenaline in my house
mm-hmm.
and we wanted to help Youth at Risk. And we so desperately needed an office because I couldn't possibly take these sort of reform gang members back home mm-hmm. to work in the office. Thankfully, ITE actually gave us an incubator space at that
sure.
point because we hired some of their students. But the point being, I do agree that if you were involved prior, you probably have a bit more engagement.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can speak the same lingo.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all of us can do our part, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at Uniqlo, for example, mm-hmm. and I think they hire a lot of folks with intellectual disabilities.
Sure.
And I think they do a great job. Yeah. KFC does the same thing. Some hotels do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I think you're in a better position, but I don't think if you are not in that position, you are not an ex-gang member or drug addict, that you can't do your part.
It's not impossible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you they are now...
Which is my opinion.
Yeah,
man, you
yeah.
know. I wasn't going to argue with Benny.
Yeah, you don't argue with Benny generally. Yeah. but yes, I think we can all do our part.
All right. Now let's go back to Adrenaline. You offer three categories of events: brand experience, organizing special events, MICE events. What's next for you?
So, you know, we have peers in the industry that are very focused.
Mm-hmm.
Runs, for example, or conferences, for example. But because our founding mission was to do good,
mm-hmm.
right? So naturally, we decided to go broad, right? Because a Christmas celebration can do good, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, when we did a Christmas party for Mount Elizabeth Novena, we chose to make it a Christmas party, not just for the staff, but also for children in need.
Right.
Right. MBS, for example, we did their festival, their yearly giving festival in mm-hmm. August. So I think all events can do good. But at the same time, doing good is not enough. Mm-hmm. Just like if you go to Benny's restaurant, if his food is not nice, it really doesn't matter who made the food.
Right.
So Adrenaline has to strive to be a social enterprise that is true to our mission. But at the same time, innovation is extremely, extremely key.
Mm-hmm.
And what we aim to do is to try and, you know, stay on the cutting edge. Mm-hmm. And I think as a business, that helps everyone in the team stay on the edge as well. So, for example, LED walls are extremely popular today.
Okay.
But we bought LED walls 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When drones were big, big machines, we already started R&D. So today we are looking into VR, mm-hmm. we are looking into AR, we are looking into robotics and 3D printing, how that can change the event experience.
Mm-hmm.
So besides being a social enterprise, the second key strategy for Adrenaline is to really try and own the future and see how innovation can power the events business.
All right. Well, I wish you all the best with that, and I wish you all the best with the social enterprise aspect of your business. I thoroughly support it. And I'd like to see a day when that is not a question in a job application. It still is in many, many companies. I'd like to see a day when that isn't.
I'd like to see a day where being a social enterprise doesn't get me interviewed on a show.
It's like, else you got?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So thank you for having me. It's been great.
It was our pleasure. We had Group Managing Director of Adrenaline, Ricardo Chua, on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.